classics of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading expert, the millionaire maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with Valerie Delia. Nicole Sapphire, MD, senior medical contributor to Fox News Channel and physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, attorney to the stars. And Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111. Kevin McCullough.
All right, and here we are live. Christine, we made it. We made it through traffic. We made it through the subways. We made it through the pedestrian walkways on the outside. We made it to Hunt and Fish. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. Congratulations to you. I was already here, but you had to cross the bridge. I mean, you might want to rethink that whole thing.
Well, you know.
It's safe now. It's safe to be in the city. Just ask Chief Monahan.
Now the Jersey jokes will flow for the rest of the night, I know.
They flow downstream, though. You don't want to get near that wind.
Yeah. God bless whoever's stuck in that GW stuff in the West Side Highway this afternoon, because you're watching the GPS and you're looking at it and it goes, oh, you'll be there in 20 minutes. And then it goes, you'll be there in 45 minutes. Oh, you'll be there an hour and 25
But you made it. You're here. You're at Hunt and Fish. We have an amazing show ahead of us. Tell us about the show tonight, Kevin.
We are going to celebrate Broadway because we think that Broadway needs to be celebrated.
Absolutely.
That's why we came out.
Broadway is back.
And shows opened last week, shows opened this week. We got more shows opening in the weeks to come, and we're going to talk to some of the people making all of that happen. But before we go any further, Nelson, you're having us back. We came a year ago or so, 2 years ago. The proprietor of Hunt and Fish, Nelson Braff, doing a great job. You brought us treats to start the show off with, and I don't even know what I'm fully looking at here, but talk to us about what's on the menu.
Well, a lot of things are on the menu, but what you're looking at is the seafood tower with some East Coast, some West Coast, some clams, some oysters, some shrimp, a couple of other things, I guess. And it looks spectacular.
Yeah. Well,
I figured you'd like that.
We'll be grazing on that all night long. And for people that have missed you, you weren't open all the way through pandemic. You did close the doors for a while, but you're back.
Yes.
What's the immediate plan? You're doing dinner now. Are you bringing lunch back soon? What's the plan?
So until now, we were open Tuesdays through Saturdays for dinner. We are now starting Monday as well for dinner. Staffing issues have made Sundays and lunches impractical.
Right.
As that eases, hopefully it'll ease, we will in order bring back lunches first. And eventually, hopefully, get to Sundays. Well, now we'll only do Sundays for special events.
Okay. Well, and if people want to know more, they can contact you through the website. And you've got special events tab there, so they can ping you right there on that.
And we're going to hear later on about some special events that you have coming up that are Broadway related. So we're going to keep that as a little bit of a cliffhanger. Okay,
Nelson?
If
you're going to come back, you should come back new and improved.
That's what we are.
That's it. I like that.
There'll be some entertainment. That's all I'm going to say for now.
Nelson, hand that mic to the person sitting there next to you, because Christine, I think maybe these two gentlemen have been on more of our shows than anybody else since we launched the new Friday edition.
To be, because this show is about rebuilding New York after COVID. So, and these two gentlemen that are with us tonight, Tom Harris, who's the head of the Times Square Alliance, and Chief Terrence Monahan, they have really brought Times Square back. So we wouldn't be sitting here right now without wearing a bulletproof vest, by the way, if not for these two gentlemen. So welcome, Chief and Tom.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Kevin.
Now, thank you very much for having us.
Both of you are former cops, and I know that blue bleeds everywhere with you guys. How important is it right now that Times Square is open, that people are safely accessing it, having fun, starting to live like New Yorkers again in the Times Square area? Tom, we'll start with you.
Times Square is safe because of the hard work of the men and women of the New York City Police Department. And Chief Monahan has done a great job in getting us the resources that we need to sort of take care of some of the issues that we had a few months ago. So it is, Times Square is back, Times Square is safe, And it's thanks, again, to Chief Monahan and to the men and women of the New York City Police Department.
Every time you come to see us, you give me a number, and the number is how many people came through Times Square last weekend. What's the number this weekend?
Last week, we averaged over 250,000 people per day.
All right.
Hey, nice.
Yep, so that's a great number.
What are we aiming to get to?
We're aiming for a 500,000, but okay. Pre-pandemic, we were 365,000, so we're doing fairly well.
Okay. Right. Chief, good to see you again. And I can't get used to you not being in uniform. I always tease you about that. But you do clean up nice, so the suit looks good today. What do you like about how New York feels right now?
Listen, I drove through Times Square before, and it's filled with people. Smiling faces, people running around, watching the lines for people going into the Broadway shows. That's New York. This is what New York is all about. It's people coming out. Hanging out together, coming out to the Hunt and Fish Club. I love seeing people sitting here eating dinners. This is what New York is about, getting together, seeing one another in person, and feeling safe. As you walk around every corner, you're going to see another cop. They're out there making sure people feel secure when you're out here in New York.
They're doing a great job, I have to tell you. So thank you so much to all of the men and women in blue. But I'm going to put you guys on the spot right now because this is a broadcast for Broadway.
That's right.
And I'm just curious if you have seen a Broadway show yet. I'm sure you have so much time on your hands, Chief. Or what will you be seeing in the coming weeks?
Well, let's see. I'm waiting to see who's going to invite me to come to see a show because, you know, the tickets can be a little expensive.
And I am a retiree
now on a fixed income, so.
You got the TKTS booth open. It opened this week, so you got some really great deals. Tom, what about you?
So I'm going to see Aladdin on the 28th. That's the opening day of Aladdin.
Show.
And my family went to see the Disney variety show a couple of weeks ago, so we are ready.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, this week, Christine, it's all the big ones, right? So
it's
you had Lion King,
yeah.
Wicked, Chicago, Hamilton.
Well, Hamilton, right? And I saw Chicago last night. I saw Waitress. Those are in previews right now. Six is opening tonight.
Right up the street.
Right
we
up
passed
the street,
it on the way
so that's
in.
A pretty big deal. Lackawanna Blues is going to be opening. So we're going to give you a whole list, but it really is fantastic. We have some great Broadway folks coming up, too. Frank DeLella could talk about that, New York One. You know, we've got Ro Maggiore here from Theater Mania. Rick Miramontes is here. So it's just so exciting. But today, Tom Harris, you greeted the crowd in Times Square for the opening of Curtain Up, and you just gave such a rousing speech. And I just would love for our audience to hear a little bit about what you said.
Yes.
So we talk. This is a partnership. Curtain Up is a partnership to celebrate Broadway. We partnered with the Times Square Alliance, partnered with Playbill and with the Broadway League to put on a free event for people to come and enjoy in Times Square. We have long said that New York would not be back until Times Square was back. Times Square would not be back until Broadway is back. Well, Broadway's back. And this Curtain Up event is just a way of celebrating Broadway. Broadway not only drives our economy, but it drives our humanity. It's a place where we look at new perspectives. We get together with people, and we just see something unique and new every night.
It's part of our heritage.
It
is. 97,000 people that work in the Broadway tech world, the actors, everybody behind stage, you know, they are back at work now. So, Chief Monahan, that's got to help also with all of those folks coming in, right?
Oh, it's great to see the people coming in. You know, it helps every small business in the neighborhood, too,
right.
And that's so important. I've sat down with so many of these restaurants, and they were hurting. They were hurting because people were not coming into the city. Workers weren't back in their buildings, and they're coming back. And having people back in the city, sitting down, buying a lunch, buying a dinner, having a drink somewhere, just going into a Shake Shack and having a burger.
Or a Hunt and Fish Club.
Or
a Hunt and Fish Club and having a shrimp.
The Seafood Tower. If you come tonight, it's Seafood Tower that we're talking about here. Well, gentlemen, it really is an honor to share this night with you guys because I think that, you know, we started this broadcast, and Christine is my co-host on Friday nights, but every night of the week, you know, we talk about New Yorkers' finances on Monday night and their travel opportunities on Tuesday, relationships now we talk about on Tuesdays, their wellness on Wednesday, legal help on Thursday. But Friday is our fun and entertainment and get out and live life night. And you guys have played such a huge role in that, and you're going to continue to, especially as there's a new regime coming to town. I mean, we're going to have some consistency going across
with
the new mayor's
there. We're going to have a coffin office, right?
And,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
that's
hopefully right. That brings about what we all hope it will, which is to make New York even safer.
Was Teddy Roosevelt the last police?
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt was a police commissioner and became a mayor. Eric Adams, a police captain, he still has an election to go through.
Okay, right.
But if he wins that, he will be the first police captain as mayor. And we all look forward to it. He's saying everything correct. I love what he's been talking about. I think it bodes well for New York. It bodes well for business. It bodes well for every community throughout New York.
Gentlemen, stand by. We're going to take a break. More from the Hunt and Fish Club when we come back.
Looking for advice on the home buying process? Tune into Ion Real Estate for the best tips and analysis. Get everything you need to know every Saturday morning at 10 from Douglas Elliman's Vice Chair, Dottie Herman, and her team of experts. Stay up to date with the latest trends and news in the tricky waters of real estate.
Hi, Dottie. Thanks for taking my call. My name's Madeline. Quick question. I live in a co-op on the Upper East Side, and my neighbor hasn't been there in months, but her children have been staying in the apartment, and it seems to be that they're partying every night. Should I try and discuss this with my neighbor or go directly to my co-op board?
You should always discuss it with the party that you're having a problem with first. Never go to litigation until you've at least discussed it with the person, and hopefully you'll be able to resolve it before you have to go to litigation. Of course, if you can't, then litigation is an option.
Tune in every Saturday as Dottie and her team of experts offer listeners free advice on the mortgage and home buying process. Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Your business is ready for a reboot, a recharge. The way our companies operate has changed. The changes haven't been easy, but there's help. The marketing team at Salem Surround gives you the tools needed to stand out and be visible to current and potential customers online right now looking for what you do. We can design a plan that targets potential customers with proven marketing strategies. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you missed those classic New York nights? The types of evenings where you could go with your loved ones and have great fun and make great memories and eat great food. Well, when I think of the Hunt and Fish Club here in Manhattan, that's the kind of evening that comes to mind. Especially now that they've announced that they've got a brand new intimate setting where they're going to be welcoming live music, Broadway performers, classic jazz and folk artists, all bringing their wares to your dinner there at the Hunt and Fish Club. Exquisite food and incredible drink. And if you don't believe me, how's this fit your fancy? Shrimp cocktail, Alaskan crab legs, maybe some of the best lobster bisque with sherry cream you've ever had. Friends, if your mouth is watering right now, don't wait. Make your reservation. 347-625-1220. That's 347-625-1220. And rediscover a little bit of New York magic. The Hunt and Fish Club. 347-625-1220.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Ben Shapiro explains why it's no time to panic.
The situation that you are seeing right now is that the virus is just more transmissible. That's all. Should this scare the hell out of you? Listen, you should be more scared than you were earlier before Delta if you're unvaccinated, because you're more likely to catch it now. But what you're seeing from the media is outsized panic. That is unjustifiable because they are attempting to push national mask mandates and renewed lockdowns.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
AM 970, The Answer.
If I should take a notion, dump myself into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
All right, and Radio Night Live it is. We are live from the Hunt and Fish tonight, the Hunt and Fish Club, West 44th, between 6th and Broadway. If you are not here yet, get here. because by 8 o'clock it is going to be a raging party. It already is getting that way, and we are so delighted to welcome our next guest, Frank DeLella
from New York One on
whose
stage.
Whose beat is Broadway, and you're following everything that's happening. You have to be really excited about what's happened over the last couple of weeks in terms of how this part of town feels again.
Excited. I've been waiting so long for this moment. Are you kidding? And, you know, we just did a big special on Tuesday night live from the Majestic Theater, and we're visited by folks like Lin-Manuel Miranda and Kristen Chenoweth, and the governor, Kathy Hochul, came to visit me. You know, it was a celebration of Broadway. Tuesday was historic. You had four shows that are synonymous with Broadway, Hamilton, Chicago, Wicked, and The Lion King reopened to great acclaim. Audiences leaping to their feet to celebrate these shows because they've missed them so much.
Yeah. No, it's been so weird to have this part of town when you come through to just be a ghost town, like literally the old Wild West with the saloon doors almost wagging in the wind.
You are not wrong. You know, I work for a news station as it was established earlier on, and, you know, we were out here as of last April and May doing stories in Times Square, and it was scary.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of crazy activity that, you know, I used to read about before coming to New York in the 80s, and I was like, wow, we're back to that.
Yeah. Well, now, you know, with Broadway opening, restaurants are opening, workers are coming back, you're starting to really feel the blood flowing through our veins.
Absolutely.
You know, today we had Curtain Up, which was really, really fantastic, and we had Brian Stokes Mitchell today, but it was really
Broadway royalty.
Frank, you have done such a great job of keeping us entertained during COVID.
Thank you.
If you can talk a little bit about that, and also I am curious what the last show you saw back in March of 2020, and what will be your first show?
Well, the last show, I'll do that answer first. The last show I saw was A Girl from the North Country, and obviously it's set during a very dark period in our nation's history.
Right next door.
You're right next door.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's set during the Great Depression, right. So I was like, oh my gosh, it was kind of, you know, foreshadowing what we were going through. But I did go to my first show with everything reopening this past week, and that was... I went to Passover. Passover led the charge in the Hadestown and Waitress. But this week, you know, and I will hit every single show and celebrate every single show, I went to Wicked, and it was just wild. I hadn't been to Wicked in a while. And seeing audience members leaping to their feet for every single actor walking out on that stage was
I'm not
so
sure
crazy.
When it became okay to do this, but I saw people on Instagram putting up short snippets of Wicked and the other shows from this last week. I know they're kind of like poo-pooing using your cameras and stuff, but it did my heart so much good to just see the audience be so like, yes! It was like a release that finally was happening.
Well, totally. I saw Chicago last night.
How was that, Christine?
Well, it was fantastic, and there's a great story there because the three leads are all Hispanic, right? Yeah. So we're celebrating Hispanic heritage, but they're Hispanic but not playing Hispanic roles, right? So this is historic in itself, and that's another change that you're seeing with Broadway.
Visibility, representation.
Much more equity. Yeah, so
absolutely.
It's really, but I felt that excitement, you know, and I saw Chicago many, many times, but I haven't seen it in a good 10 years. But it was just so exciting just being in the room, right?
Yeah.
The room where it happens, right?
Right. And Chicago is so Broadway. That score by Kander and Ebb is so classic.
Fantastic.
Opening up with all that jazz and Razzle Dazzle and so many, Mr. Cellophane, so many good numbers in that show.
Well, and what I love about the shows that have opened so far is you really do have stuff that's good for the whole family. Because you've got stuff that's a little more on the adult side. But Lion King is back.
Right. Yeah.
And is there a better, like, more unifying symbol of what, you know, kids and parents and everybody
Circle
can go
and life.
Do?
Circle of life. Circle of life.
Right. Well, we got another family show that's going to be opening that was in previews. And I didn't get a chance to see it. I saw a workshop of it. But Mrs. Doubtfire was in previews. And I cannot wait. Because that is one of my favorite movies with the kids, and we are going to have a guest coming in who is in that show. So I'm not going to give it away yet.
Well, we've been promoting it a little bit, everybody knows.
So Brad Oscar is in the house.
Yes.
All right.
Tony nominee Brad Oscar.
That's right. Tony nominated.
Twice Tony nominated. Am I correct?
Can we welcome you now? Welcome Brad Oscar.
Brad.
I don't want to cut in on Frank's segment.
Yeah, hi.
Well, Frank can now ask you a question.
Listening to him. Yeah.
Brad, you can upstage me whenever you want.
So I'm curious, is there a headline coming out of these first two weekends that the world needs to know about Broadway? What's your lead for this week's Broadway feature?
It's called Get Vaccinated, Buy a Ticket, and Come See a Broadway Show.
Yeah.
And more equity. I think this is one of the things that during the pandemic, when we had that pause, I think they were able to regroup. You're seeing much more diversity.
Absolutely.
I think you're going to have 5 plays now by African-American playwrights. That's yep. That's unheard of. Norm Lewis was on Curtain Up today. He explained that to us. And I think that's a really great change for the better.
I think one of the great things to come out of this major reset with the community is that, you know, there was this social justice movement happening in our country and in our world, but in our small little Broadway community, there was a kind of like, let's rethink everything and let's really take a step back and make sure that we are creating a playing field that is equal and diverse for all parties involved. And I do think, you know, people, producers are making change, directors are making change, and that is a very good thing. Good thing to come out of this horrible, dark time we're living in.
Yeah. Well, the city has gone through a lot. I mean, we just observed the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and Christine, you were connected with Broadway the day that happened.
That's right.
You've compared coming out of COVID to the coming out of 9/11 eras as kind of somewhat equitable. What does it feel like to you tonight? How does it rate to what it was 20 years ago?
Well, you know what? It's very different because I remember being with Mayor Giuliani the day after on September 12th, and he said to me and Jed Bernstein, I need you guys to open up Broadway tomorrow, wow. meaning September 13th. And we just looked at each other like, how is that going to be possible? But everybody was on the same page. And that's what was so great about September 12th, 13th, 14th. We all came together. We were a unified city. And I'm hoping and I'm feeling what's the same, Kevin. I am feeling that unity again with Broadway opening. And I was last night with the head of NBC when we went to see Chicago. And I said to him, it's great to all be on the same side.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about New York. And Broadway is the great equalizer in a sense, right? It's the thing that we have in our heritage as New Yorkers. It's what makes us so special and different. And the fact that we're opening up New York is we're opening up the city.
Well, in tourism, like everything leads from it, right? So
right.
You get the low-hanging fruit in the tri-state, but eventually those family trips, those once-in-a-lifetime trips from Chicago and L.A. and Dallas and Miami, they all end up making their way here, usually to see a Broadway show at some point.
And I've got to give it to the media. Frank DiLella at the top of the list with New York One. The amount of attention that they are giving to the opening of Broadway, it's really explaining that Broadway is the economic driver. Tourism is the economic engine for New York City. $40 billion comes to New York City through Broadway. 97,000 workers are now employed again. That doesn't even count the restaurant. Look at how full this restaurant is at Hunt and Fish.
Yeah.
You know, this was not like this 2 Fridays ago.
Yeah.
And it's all because these folks are going to a Broadway show tonight.
That's amazing.
Let me ask Christine or Frank, either one, this question, if you know it. Before the shutdown, how many shows were in production, and what does a maximum capacity New York City look like when all theaters are full, and how many, and how far away are we from having all of the shows back up and running again?
There were 31 shows, right?
Yes, but, you know, in terms of producers trying to get theaters...
Right.
You know, there were shows ready to go left and right. I mean, there were waiting lists for people to get into theaters. There was such a demand, right? Now, we're seeing the slow rollout. Tuesday was a big night for Broadway. We had 4 shows reopen, Lackawanna Blues, Room Santiago, Hudson Solo Play, is in previews. We're starting to see the 6 in American Utopia start tonight.
So get your tickets.
Yes.
All right.
Basically the
Hot Sardines are playing
hot
us to the break,
and
we're gonna hear next from Alex Bursch and
Brad Oscar. And
we've got Rosemary Majore before we're done as well. And next hour, man, it just gets better. Samantha Williams, Pearl Sun, Joe Benincasa, and the great Brian Stokes Mitchell all here on the second
great
hour
night.
Of Radio Night Live.
Broadway
live from Hunt and Fish. Stay with us.
I'm Lou Dobbs. United Airlines today briefly grounding flights in the United States and Canada. The UN says not enough concessions on climate change. Those stories next. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He created the best pillow, and Mike created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. Mike found the world's best cotton, called Giza. It's ultra-soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you will receive 50% off Giza Dream Sheets. You'll receive a set for as low as $49.99. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code Dobbs. There you'll find not only Mike's amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper and so much more. Call 1-800-977-9152. Use the promo code Dobbs. Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code Dobbs. Technical issues forced United Airlines to ground all flights here in the United States and Canada earlier today. An FAA spokesman didn't disclose the nature of the technical problem, but did confirm the grounding only lasted about 45 minutes. Still, 27 United flights were delayed and 5 were canceled during the shutdown. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower today. The Dow Jones Industrial is down 168 points, still off session lows. Despite wringing concessions from President Biden and his climate czar John Kerry, including killing the Keystone XL pipeline and harassing the coal industry, the United Nations today said more must be done or our planet will warm by almost 3 degrees Celsius by the end of this century. Please join me 3 times each weekday for my updates from the Salem Radio Network. Right here on this station, this is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
Cloudy skies with some showers around. It's 74 degrees on this Friday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. According to a report, an inmate at Rikers Island jumped behind the wheel of a Department of Corrections bus and then crashed it. News 4 New York says it happened last night at the massive jail complex where several correction officers stopped to get off and grab some paperwork. The inmate allegedly drove off and crashed the bus into a wall. 8 people were hurt, including 6 inmates and 2 correction officers. Russia is taking issue with New York City's coronavirus vaccine mandate for next week's UN General Assembly. Let's get more from Scott Pringle.
New York City officials are requesting world leaders and their staff show proof of the coronavirus vaccine. Russia's U.S. ambassador calls this a discriminatory measure. Mayor de Blasio fired back.
If the Russian ambassador is against it, I'm for it. I have no words for Vladimir Putin and everything else that's come out of Russia, but they have invalidated themselves.
A vaccine widely administered in Russia does not have emergency approval by the U.S. or World Health Organization.
If their vaccine isn't good enough, then they should go and use one of the other vaccines.
Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
The NYPD and their partners say they're in constant communication as security measures move into high gear ahead of next week's UN General Assembly. Counterterrorism Commissioner John Miller reports there's no specific or credible threat against the event, but adds that doesn't change their stance of level of readiness.
You're going to see a lot of security. You're going to see a lot of motorcades. You're going to see a lot of street closures.
President Biden and a number of dignitaries from around the world will gather in Manhattan next week for the assembly. Taking a look at the traffic, 30 to 40 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel, 20 minutes on the inbound side, 30 to 40 out at the Lincoln, 15 in, GW Bridge, 20 to 30 on that inbound side. Your forecast, mostly cloudy skies, chance of a shower tonight. Overnight low drops to 68. Lots of sun tomorrow, high of 81. More of the same. Sunshine for your Sunday. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com. And now, back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
We are live from Hunt and Fish. The room is busy. It's a buzz, Christine.
It's a buzz.
There's this conversations going on. It's exactly what you want to have feeling in a great eating establishment like Hunt and Fish on a Friday night. And we are so honored to have our next guest with us. And we just found out something about him during the break about 9/11 that you kind of like.
I didn't tell you. I'm sorry. Of course, Frank DiLella, you know, he tells it. But look, Brad Oscar is a very accomplished Broadway actor, and you can see him in Mrs. Doubtfire when it opens up. soon.
And when does it?
October 21st.
October
we will start
21st.
Preview performances October 21st.
Get your
21st.
Tickets now.
Right. Yes. And Brad plays Frank, who is the brother of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Brother of Daniel. Exactly, who becomes Mrs. Doubtfire.
But you were also in The Producers. And you were in The Producers on September 11th.
Yes.
And that's a very... The Producers helped us... bring back Broadway after 9/11. I remember Michael Riedel's going to be on later, and he said he went to The Producers the day that Broadway opened on September 13th. Tell us what that was like that night.
Well, it was coming back on it was so necessary, but it was a very strange evening, of course, because we all felt the entire city. We were like, wait a minute, can we move on at this point? Should we be laughing? Should we be being entertained at all?
Right.
Should
we weren't even
escaping?
Certain that the attacks were done.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Security. I mean, everything. We were scared. Remember how we were just scared, and we had every reason to be. But anyway, it was obviously a very therapeutic evening, I think, for everyone involved in the entire building. And we knew it was what we had to do. The city said, let's get back on our feet, as you have talked about already this evening. Broadway is the heartbeat of New York City. Broadway is the lifeblood. Broadway is alive and constantly living and breathing every night and doing things for this town that we needed to get back, and we need to get back right now as well. So, and there the similarities lie. The big difference, of course, is after 9/11, we could literally come together, shoulder to shoulder, to get ourselves back.
Right.
What this horrible pandemic has done is take away the very thing that we have to do that allows us to do what we want.
That's well said. We had to be 6 feet from everybody.
Yeah. So that's been the trick, and that's why now we're hopefully, moving forward cautiously with, again, the support and hopefully getting everybody on the same page so that we can all get back to the lives that we love. Yeah.
So Mrs. Doubtfire must be a pretty big company, right? So how do you guys rehearse during COVID, and when did you guys get back that you were actually going to start again?
Yes, we didn't rehearse or anything during COVID, of course, because basically once we shut down, our jobs were done. Our contracts then would soon expire. I mean, we all knew after a couple of weeks this wasn't going to be. I remember when Broadway did close on the March 12th.
15 days.
It was
going to
be Easter. We were going to come back at Easter, I think. Weeks maybe.
Yeah.
So anyway. So, yes, well, we did keep in touch as a company, as I'm sure companies did. We had monthly Zooms. We have a fantastic lead producer in Kevin McCollum, who, kept us all on the same page. Kept us all on the same page. This show was going to happen. It was just a question of when it could happen. And so we stayed together in that way, just hoping and moving along and just waiting for things to get to the point where we are now. So, as of a couple months ago when things started to look like, okay, we can do this and get back on our feet, then, everybody started moving forward. And all the departments, obviously, that are involved.
Okay, I've got a question. I've always wanted to ask this of somebody that could actually answer it. Now I'm with someone who can. When they convert a popular film to a Broadway stage, what's the biggest challenge for the people that are playing in it, for the audience that has to? Because you kind of have a celluloid permanence in the brain, right? I mean, God bless Robin Williams.
Yeah.
He will always be with us.
Sure.
But how do you overcome that in a live setting that makes the audience feel like they felt something different?
Right. Well, if I knew the answer exactly, then every, God knows,
every musical would be,
right? And we know that that's not the case. Look, it's a tricky thing. You're taking source material that exists. Of course, this did exist in a previous form. There was a book.
Right.
So, again, it's not, there is source material that exists beyond just the film. But, of course, the film is iconic. The film is fantastic. And you try to honor the material, but you try to what makes it work on stage, what makes it sing. How do we tell this story on stage?
Yeah,
with these characters.
Brad Oscar, congrats on everything.
Thank you
for being with us tonight.
My pleasure.
Good luck on...
can't wait to see Mrs. Doubtfire.
On the opening, October 26th.
October 21st. Performances, you bet. Open December 5.
Get your tickets
See
now.
On Broadway.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
When we continue, we're going to talk to someone from that very famous publication.
Alex Birch.
Playbill.
Third generation of Playbill.
Every theater that you go to, you'll see one. It's right there.
That's right. You'll see Brad Oscar's photo in here, too. Okay?
As we continue from Hunt and Fish, it's
Tony
a broadcast
nominated.
For Broadway.
Tony Award-winning.
Coming right back.
Right. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop. My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. 800-651-0798. Use that promo code JOEP or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code JOEP. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. 800-651-0798. Promo code JOEP.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch like you will experience at Empire State Bank. In business for over 15 years, Empire State Bank is your hometown banking choice at a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by large impersonal corporate banks. Want to be treated with respect? Want to know your banker by first name? Empire State Bank is part of your community, not just a branch located in your community. Empire State Bank is there for all your business and personal needs, from business and personal checking and savings to online banking and mobile banking. Empire covers it all right in your community. If you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers who will be able to connect with you electronically during this time of social distancing, conducting your business, and keeping you safe. On Staten Island, Brooklyn, and all throughout the lower Hudson Valley, Empire State Bank. Visit esbna.com, esbna.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer. Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM 970. TheAnswer.com.
You can't sleep. You can't eat. There's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, we're back. It's Radio Night Live, and just working out all the kinks with the headphones. It's always a challenge.
Live radio.
Christine, I don't think there's a more iconic name associated with all of Broadway and all of the history of Broadway than that yellow and black iconic label that is there across the top of the program. Every theater, any show you go to, everywhere you go, everybody knows Playbill.
That's right. That's right.
So we thought might be good to talk to Playbill tonight if we're broadcasting for Broadway.
Well, and we have Alex Birch with us, who is the third generation of Birches who are, you know, running Playbill, founding Playbill. I mean, it is really an amazing family, an amazing institution. And Alex is here tonight because Curtain Up was kicked off today in Times Square with Senator Schumer. And it's a 3-day festival about Broadway. So, Alex, we're so happy and to welcome you to Radio Night Live. And tell us more about Curtain Up. And, of course, we want to hear more about Playbill, too.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate the invite and for the ability to get a drink after a long day.
Yes, great drinks here at Hunt and Fish.
Yes.
You have to say that because it pays the bills.
Thank
Hunt
you.
And Fish,
thank
wonderful
you, Hunt
drinks.
And Fish. Exactly. I can't actually remember the last time I was here, and now thanks to this, I think I will be coming back a lot more often.
Well, wait till they open the cabaret downstairs.
Oh,
all of
go.
The Broadway talent are going to be doing jazz and
cool.
show tunes and everything else.
Yeah.
Alex, how important is it to the future of everything that is your industry for us to get New York City up and running in this part of town again?
Look, Broadway is New York. New York is Broadway. There is no theme park of New York. That
true.
Is Broadway.
It is the theme park.
Broadway is the theme park. So, look, Orlando wouldn't be what it is without Disney World and with Universal. And here in New York City specifically, You know, Broadway is what we have as the main attraction that is different than every other place. And so we really lean into that. I say that probably too often to my staff and anybody who I talk to about the importance of why theater is so vital to this city and to the city's health. And it is just
paramount. And to your business,
well,
I must say.
Course.
Okay, so
yeah.
How many of these wonderful playbills do you guys print a week?
Lord, well, I'll give you the monthly number
because
I know that one better. So we print, when we are at normal operations.
Full capacity.
Full capacity, we print 3.5 playbills a month.
3.5 million.
And we, yep, 3.5 million playbills a month are delivered. And it is just remarkable to think about how many people actually hold playbills in their hands. And what really nobody understands is just how actually many people go see Broadway compared to other events within New York. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I'm a huge sports fan.
Right.
More people go see Broadway than the Yankees, the Mets, the Jets, the Rangers, the Giants, the Nets, the Islanders combined.
Right. 12 and a half million people go to Broadway
every year.
Yeah.
Combined.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And
Jerry
so,
Schoenfeld used to love saying that statistic.
And,
yes,
God bless. Because it's important. Because there's an important thing to realize about Broadway, which is that it is sewn into the fabric of this community here in New York. And because of that, this community has built around it and the roots are so ingrained and so strong that through the coronavirus pandemic, you saw just how vital it was because 100,000 people were affected. That is not a gentle issue. That is a really serious problem. And so when Broadway started to make its way back, thank the Lord, and more specifically, thank you to science and to legislation and to
vaccines and medicine, and to people.
Thank you to people who made this happen. You know, you saw just how important it was to just get New York back. And Broadway being back means New York is back. Broadway is the dinner bell of New York. And we are just so thrilled to be able to celebrate it with this three-day festival here in the middle of Times Square that we have been working on for longer than a lot of people probably
realize.
So, Alex,
tell us a little bit more about Curtain Up and what people can expect, how they get tickets, where is Curtain Up?
So the best part about Curtain Up is that it's in the middle of Times Square and it's completely free.
Excellent.
Just walk right to Times Square and, well, not thanks to us.
Thanks
that's
to you
thanks
and Prudential.
Thanks to Prudential,
yes,
as our title sponsor. Thank you so much to Prudential. And we have incredible, absolutely incredible presenting sponsors in Lexus and Netflix and United Airlines, and we have Audible and the New York City Mayor's Office of Media Entertainment. I said this on the stage today. It's a big group project,
you know,
but it's because there are so many people who care about Broadway and want it to come back. But this weekend you can go see shows. Yes, you can go see panels and performances on the stage. Pretty much every other hour, and then on Sunday there's this gigantic show at 11 a.m. on Sunday, right in the middle of Times Square on the main stage, where we will have 23 Broadway shows performing.
Wow!
And it is going
to be
spectacular, and it's going to be right in the middle of Times Square. And I'll tell you, because I experienced it today, it's going to sound amazing because we dedicated that much amount of work to make it sound great.
I want to make a point about something Alex said earlier, and that is that there is a sense that New York advocates for itself hard, and it says if we're going to survive, we have to pull together, we have to do this together, we have to, and it says it through every crisis we face, whether it's 9/11 or pandemic or whatever is going to be around the next corner. But and I will say there are cities that I heard from this last week that are shutting down some of their live theater operations.
Right.
And New York's on the opposite end of that. They're insisting that we come back. They're insisting that this goes forward. They're insisting that we turn a page and get to a new place. And that's what makes New York incredible.
And they're insisting on vaccination and mask
wearing.
And you know what? We can handle that.
Yeah.
If that's what it takes. I've been to 2 Broadway shows this week. And I had to sit with a mask. That was fine. And you know what? I felt good about knowing. knowing the people next to me on both sides were vaccinated. You know, so it gave me comfort knowing that and made me want to see more shows.
Exactly.
So,
but I just love the attitude that says we're not going to let this pandemic stop us. We're going to figure out a way to beat it and to get past it. So, Alex, everything you guys are doing, and, you know, 3.5 million a week.
No, a month.
A month. I'm sorry, a month. That's still an amazing number. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy to think about it just in the scheme of just how many people have decided to do something that is so special and so and expensive and is it means actually like leaving their kind of bubble to go out and do something.
Right.
And like think about the amount of people that and think about how special this art form is and think about how long this art form has been around since it is the oldest art form since we have been able to tell stories. And when people throughout the pandemic were asking me, well, what is live theater going to be like? Like, what, I mean, is this sustainable? Is it whatever? I'm like, guys, live theater will always prevail. And the reason why is actually very subtle. As long as people are disappointed that when they see somebody on stage and they find out they're lip singing.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
that we have live theater. Because no matter what, people, it is ingrained in us to want to be impressed by people in front of you. And that has always been the case. It will always
be
the case.
Well, the day they close everything down, my kids will set up a play in our living room and entertain us because
we need to tell stories.
We need stories. Alex Bursch, thank you so much for being with us tonight and keep doing all that you're doing to help our city get back to where it needs to be.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right. When we continue, we've got a lot more live from Hunt and Fish. Christine, we've got a big second hour, and I think we already spotted.
Yes, we did.
Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Yeah, Stokes is in the house.
And
that's
he's is he going to sing for us? We're going to ask him.
I don't know. We're going to ask. Does he have to sing for his meal?
For our supper when we come back.
For our supper.
I'm Connell McShane. This is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks finished lower for the day and week. Investors digested disappointing consumer sentiment data and look ahead to the Federal Reserve's policy meeting next week, which may bring more clues regarding the easing of its monetary policies. The Dow falling 166 points, the Nasdaq down 138, S&P 500 down 41. And Walgreens Boots Alliance is announcing new plans to recognize its team members for their dedication to the company. Walgreens will provide a $200 incentive to any staffer who is fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by November the 30th. In addition, this month, Walgreens will pay a one-time bonus of $1,250 to full-time pharmacists and a $1,000 bonus to part-time pharmacists. Also, pharmacy technicians who are able to administer flu and COVID-19 vaccines will also receive a $1,000 reward. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold, stress-free, and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, and you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune in to Louis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission, every Saturday morning at 9, or call 718-998-1100 to schedule a private consultation with Louis Calamine. Visit calamine.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
I cannot believe that we are almost halfway through our broadcast for Broadway. It's gone so quickly. Christine,
I know,
Nicholas.
And I haven't even had a taste of the seafood tower at Hunt and Fish Club.
No, but you had your secret recipe Cosmo.
I had a curtain up.
Oh, that's what you call
that's
it.
That's right, now. Darling. Okay. It's like a Cosmo curtain up for Broadway is back.
Well, we're honored to have all of our guests. Introduce right. Rosemary to
Rosemary Maggiore, my goodness, she's a very good friend. But she also is with Theater Mania. And, you know, Broadway wouldn't be what it is without Theater Mania, because you not only sell a gazillion tickets, but you also inform the audience about everything that's happening on Broadway. So welcome, Rosemary, and tell us about Theater Mania and how you've managed to stay so relevant during the pandemic.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's really awesome to be here. I'm so glad you're doing this. And it's just so great to be back in the
Doesn't
scene.
Doesn't it feel good?
It feels so good, the lights being up on, you know, the Belasco, just walking down the street. But, you know, Theater Mania has, even during the darkest days of the pandemic, we just never dimmed the lights, because people more than ever wanted to know what's going on. Yeah. So our editorial team actually was busier than ever. So forget about tickets and listings. We were just writing and we sort of flipped the script a bit and did more videos, more shorter form content, bringing people what they wanted to know and how they wanted to be informed. And what was great about it was not only did our audience respond well to it, but we had no shortage of people who said, hey, could you interview me. Like, I want a chance to connect with people. I want to talk about what I'm doing. Right. And even if it means, like, I'm just waiting this out, what am I doing at home with my time? So we've been really busy, and we've been really excited. You know, we're starting to get back out there. We're starting to do reviews. We are making a point of covering not only Broadway, but off-Broadway and off-off-Broadway. Mm-hmm. It's just always been who we are. I think it's one thing that sets us apart. But we're out there and we're having a blast. And
well, speaking of those content things, Samantha Williams is going to be with us in the next hour. And she was one of those that did songs on YouTube for people so that they felt connected. And she's in an off-Broadway show, Caroline or Change,
which will be at the Roundabout Lincoln Center, right? Yes. So, or no, Studio 54.
Yep.
Studio 54.
Yeah. Right.
So that's part of this entire thing. Broadway is the Broadway, but it's also all the things that support the theater environment and community.
Yeah, and we've seen some shows come from off Broadway to Broadway. Like we're seeing This Is a Room and Dana H. And, you know, I think that's the whole thing. Passover, you know. It's really following that whole story, and I think that this has been a big message. Is that, you know, we've got to rally around this entire theater community, because I think people were really surprised to see, maybe not you, Christine, but when you shut down Broadway, the whole city shut down.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, the
well,
whole
I knew how important tourism was after September 11th.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when that closed down, but I think a lot of people didn't realize that. Importance of Broadway is to tourism, and it is really our number one attraction.
Yeah.
All right, Rosemary, congrats. Congrats to Theater
Thank
Mania,
you.
Everything that you're doing.
Thanks for having me.
We have got an enormous hour coming up next.
We do.
Because we're going all stars for the whole hour.
That's
people
right.
in the shows that you're going to go see, and someone who had a very special gift that he gave to the essential workers every night as he serenaded them. As they got off their shift from from working at the hospitals. Friends, stick around. We're broadcasting for Broadway here on Radio Night Live.